Let's cross next to Turnberry in Scotland, where Donald Trump continues to conduct business from his hotel and golf course. He's been joined there this afternoon by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Now, within the past 20 minutes or so, they've been talking to the media. And here are some of the comments on the crisis in Gaza.
Mr. President, Prime Minister Netanyahu said there's no starvation in Gaza. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't know. I mean, based on television, I would say not particularly, because those children look very hungry. But we're giving a lot of money and a lot of food, and other nations are now stepping up. I know that this nation is.
Right, it's
here.
A humanitarian crisis. Right. It's an absolute catastrophe.
Do you think
nobody wants to see that, and I think people in Britain are revolted at seeing what they're seeing on their screens. So we've got to get to that ceasefire, and thank you, Mr. President, for leading on that, and also to just get more and more aid in. And again, America's done a lot on this, a lot of countries have done a lot. We're now working with Jordan on getting direct aid drops in, but this is a desperate situation.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the US President Donald Trump. Our correspondent Tommy Mescal is in Scotland. Tommy, we'll return to Gaza in just a moment. But before we do, we know that Britain signed a trade deal with the United States some weeks ago. So what's Keir Starmer hoping to get out of this particular visit?
Yeah, the Prime Minister arrived here at Turnberry a short time ago. He was greeted by the sound of bagpipes, Rachel, as he arrived, and Trump standing at the front door of Turnberry to greet him. There's really three priorities for Keir Starmer going into this meeting, and as you say, trade will be one of them. He's basically looking to refine the deal that the UK struck with the US a few months ago. Many people want to see that 25% tariff on British steel reduced, which is interesting considering that we know that the EU struck a deal with the US yesterday, and many will be watching to see if the EU can get better than a 50% tariff on steel, which is quite a contrast. Now, even though Keir Starmer is going into this meeting to talk about trade, I think the government here is playing down any expectation that there will be a big development on that front. I think the key focus for Keir Starmer going into this meeting will be the situation in Gaza. He will be pushing for a ceasefire, for the US to resume talks on that front to try and bring about an end to fighting.
On Friday, we know, Tommy, that what was it, more than 220 MPs signed a letter calling for Britain to recognise a Palestinian state. Are there any indications that Keir Starmer is willing to do that at the moment?
It's the position of the UK government, Rachel, that this should be done at a time when it can help to bring about a lasting peace. But as you say there, that letter was signed last week by more than 220 MPs. And I think there's a growing number who would be now willing to add their names to that list. There was also that added pressure too from France when it decided to recognise the state of Palestine. Keir Starmer is convening a rare summer meeting of his cabinet this week. It could potentially happen tomorrow, but I think the focus of that is on the humanitarian crisis and catastrophe, as Keir Starmer described us just a few minutes ago, and on trying to bring about a ceasefire. No signal from Downing Street that they are going to change their position in terms of recognising the state of Palestine.
Donald Trump has been in Turnberry now since Friday. What else is planned for his trip?
Well, he's spending the day with Keir Starmer. They're here in Turnberry on the west coast of Scotland. But after their meeting, they will then fly to Aberdeen on the east coast of Scotland, because Donald Trump wants to visit his golf club there. And we expect that he will also be opening a second golf course named after his mother, Mary Ann McLeod, who obviously grew up here in Scotland. Then tomorrow, he has one more meeting, I understand, with the Scottish First Minister, John Swinney, before he jets off back to Washington in the afternoon. That meeting with John Swinney, I think, Rachel, very much likely to focus on the issue of Gaza.
Tommy, thank you very much. That was our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.